Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is News Fighter, where we fight the news so you don't have to. With Dylan Behan.
G'day everyone, welcome to News Fighters. It's the end of January, it's the end of summer, and it's also the end of this podcast feed. Yes, the News Fighters podcast feed is only going to be used as an archive of all our old classic episodes from now on. If you want new episodes of News Fighters, you've got to jump on over to the Irrational Fear podcast feed. Yes, thanks to Dan. He's bankrolling News Fighters new episodes. They're going to be coming out monthly at irrationalfear.com and on the Irrational Fear podcast feeds. So jump on those on your podcasting app. And if you want to support the show financially, our Patreon is shutting down and you've got to move on over to patreon.com/newsfighters. And anyway, for our last original episode, well, I guess original replay summer episode, I should say, I'm turning the clock back to one of my favorite episodes, which I haven't had a chance to replay here. It's only been released once, from January 20th, 2020. But it's become topical again recently because looking back on 2022, I've released a lot of, you know, year in review segments lately and stuff. And there's been one big story that we never really got a chance to cover. And that was, it was a bit local. That's kind of why I didn't cover it. And it was the never-ending torrent of gang-related crime and shootings that happened in Sydney.
Tonight, a bikie boss and his brother gunned down in a packed Sydney gym. 20 shots fired in 20 seconds. Police are promising they'll end the ongoing gang wars.
Since 2020, there have been dozens of gangland shootings across Sydney. 11 were fatal, mainly carried out in the city's southwest.
In less than 2 years, at least 10 people have been killed in gang-related violence.
Fire destroys a townhouse in half an hour.
And then one of the neighbours came up to me and started laughing and said they hated it.
Did he tell you why?
No, he was drunk.
Yes, but don't worry, frightened citizens of Sydney. The New South Wales government has a plan to keep you safe.
From tonight, 30 extra officers will join Strike Force Raptor to disrupt organised crime.
They're adding another 30 officers to Raptor to take that squad to 145.
We will actually kick down doors, we will raid homes, we will raid businesses, we will harass you, we will disrupt your everyday life.
Yes, New South Wales Police Minister Paul Toole there, and he sure was right about them using Strike Force Raptor to harass and interrupt the everyday lives of people in New South Wales. It's just a shame he wasn't referring to organised criminals or bikies, but instead young people having house parties.
Extraordinary vision has emerged of members of the state's Raptor squad raiding a party in Surry Hills recently. One party goer shared the video to Instagram with claims the officers flipped over beds and broke furniture. Two people were arrested. Police had obtained a warrant allowing them to enter the property and seize musical equipment following a noise complaint.
Yes, I love New South Wales. That's right, they sent in an anti-terrorism strike force to violently shut down a hipster house party in Sydney's Surry Hills. Good job, everyone. Perfect. Nailed it. Here's an idea. Maybe Strike Force Raptor has a few too many resources if they're going around in a, I don't know, taking a DJ decks and stuff off people. Anyways, that happened a couple of months ago in November, and it reminded me of an episode of News Fighters from January 2020 I did about Strikeforce Raptor, and the time they decided to tackle the horrible scourge of hip-hop music by intimidating venues to cancel an Aussie hip-hop group's tour and even tried to get them to change their song lyrics. I'm not joking. I wish I was, but this actually happened, and if you don't believe me, then sit back and listen to this classic News Fighters episode about the New South Wales Police's war on 1-4. But yes, it's summer, which means hottest 100 parties and summer music festivals. But there's one Aussie hip-hop crew that's not going to be touring Australia anytime soon.
Controversial rap group 1-4 has been targeted by police Strikeforce Raptor over their members' links to a number of violent crimes. New South Wales police have told Background Briefing they're even prepared to use serious crime prevention orders to stop shows going ahead.
Yes, one of the biggest emerging hip-hop groups out of Australia in recent years had their entire national tour cancelled by the authorities. And if you're wondering why this didn't get much media attention, well, it's probably because the middle-aged news editors in the mainstream media think this is modern Aussie hip hop.
Sunshine, blue skies out on the horizon.
Stars are rising in the southern hemisphere. Pack your brakes, shut it down.
Yeah, Sound Unlimited Posse there from 1992, and in those flute samples set off the hip-hop revolution in Australia. But back to 1-4, and where exactly did they emerge from?
They all grew up in Mount Druitt, have Pacific Islander backgrounds, and got to know each other through the Mormon church in Hebersham.
Oh, they met at church. Well, their music must sound pretty wholesome then. Let's have a listen.
Retaliation is a must, ain't no maybe, ifs or buts. We invest in shanks and shivs, and if there's beef, we take in trips.
We got the shanks and shivs on hips.
For father burger and cheese, we shoot, they drop like hurdles.
Not really my style. Feels like it needs some flute samples. But I mean, I could be a bit out of touch and old. I mean, my favourite hip-hop song is still De La Soul's 1991 anthem about answering machines. Ask your parents. Now, it's not just in Australia where 1-4 are getting huge. They're getting millions of views online for their reaction videos where people react to their songs.
1-4 are genuinely perfecting greasy drill music that the entire world can listen to.
That song was fire.
Yeah, I never know Australia was like this.
1-4, I need more.
I love 1-4.
Right now, they're the kings of drill right now.
Yes, move over Scott Cam from the block. There's a new king of drill. Sitting back and watching all the millions of views click up on all these 1-4 reaction videos got me thinking that maybe there's a way I can get heaps of new YouTube subscribers for News Fighters if I record a reaction video to these 1-4 reaction videos.
Yo, what up? This is my 1-4 reaction video. Let's kick it off with this 1-4 reaction video we're going to react to.
I like 1-4.
Okay, straight to the message. I like it. Keep going.
I'm Australian and I like kangaroos.
Thanks, man. Cheers. All right, next clip.
Fam, a man said they got a G-Wagon in the video, bruh.
I have no idea what he just said. Anyways, that's my 1-4 reaction video. Hit subscribe.
Yes, move over, PewDiePie. I'm the new king of potentially problematic YouTube videos. So back to the controversy surrounding 1-4. They were on the verge of huge fame and fortune a few months ago, and that's when the problem started. Here's the ABC's Osman Faruqi on Background Briefing.
The last few times 1-4 have tried to perform, their gigs have been shut down due to concerns about public safety. So they've actually barely played to a live audience before. 1-4's members are now being targeted by one of the country's most high-profile police strike forces. It's a strike force that usually takes down gangs in New South Wales and has put away some of Australia's most notorious bikies, from the Hells Angels to the Comancheros.
Yes, despite the fact these guys have hardly played publicly at all, the New South Wales police saw them as being a danger to public safety and pressured venues around the country to cancel their first ever national tour.
1-4 came out saying that the police were pressuring venues, the New South Wales police were pressuring venues all over the country to pull their gigs.
Now, justifying it on ABC's Background Briefing was New South Wales Police's Sergeant Nathan Truman. And if you listen here, it kind of sounds like maybe this guy doesn't want the band to succeed.
I'd say there's no way there'll be a performance here in New South Wales, and I'll do everything I can to stop it. I'm going to use everything in my power to make your life miserable until you stop doing what you're doing. Every aspect of your life, I'm going to make it uncomfortable for you.
Now, is it just me, or did that sound like some badly written, cliched gangster movie parody dialogue?
I'm going to use everything in my power to make your life miserable, see? Every aspect of your life, I'm going to make it uncomfortable for you. I'm going to make it enough you can't refuse. Stop playing the hip-hop music, see?
So why is Strike Force Raptor, which normally targets biker gangs and organized criminals, going after a hip-hop group? Well, it might have something to do with their criminal records.
Selly is one of the original members of 1-4. He's been in jail for the past year, waiting to be sentenced on robbery and assault charges. In July 2018, he and two other 1-4 members, Lex and YP, were arrested after a pub fight in Rudy Hill.
The young blokes involved with the rap music, they've definitely been involved in incidents of phrase and all that stuff. You could definitely draw a comparison between the lyrics and offences that have occurred.
And do you see them singing those lyrics? Does that contribute to the ongoing tension from your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it incites the violence.
Yes, Australian authorities cracking down on this violence-inciting hip-hop music. But don't worry, you violence-inciting neo-Nazis, you're fine.
A neo-Nazi concert featuring white supremacist bands is set to go ahead this weekend in Melbourne, despite widespread opposition. Dean Felton's at State Parliament this evening, and Dean, the government seems powerless to stop this event.
Now, that concert will be held in a secret location somewhere around Melbourne, and it will feature a band that sings about killing immigrants.
Yes, what a surprise. The white supremacists win again, and as usual, without even really trying. Now, it's probably no surprise to you that I can't even pretend to be an expert in drill music. But as far as I can tell, violent macho gangster stuff's always been a part of hip-hop, going all the way back to artists like NWA and Public Enemy in the 90s. I mean, even these white northern British YouTubers will tell you, the whole macho violent thing is all part of the drill act.
It's like you have to look f***ing violent to bring out a drill.
Yeah, look, even Ringo gets it. To be respected and successful in the world of drill music, you gotta look and act a certain way. I mean, what's next? Are they going to crack down on reggae music because they sing about marijuana? Or crack down on Kenny G because he does sax solos? Anyways, the overreach doesn't stop there.
New South Wales Police told me they even contacted streaming platforms asking them to pull 1-4's music.
No, don't do that. Then they won't get their 34 cents in Spotify royalties. Look, all this might come down to just a simple matter of confusion in that the New South Wales Police think song lyrics are instructions.
Essentially, we're saying that the music that they're promoting is inciting violence. But then they turn around and say, oh, no, we're not involved in that stuff. We're just singers. Well, which one is it?
I guess their defence to that is that they're making art about what they've experienced. What's your response to that?
So it makes it all right. That makes it all right. It doesn't make it all right.
Wow, doesn't this guy realise song lyrics aren't literal? I mean, last I checked, the Beatles didn't live in a yellow submarine, Cleese probably didn't have a magical boy bringing milkshake, and Starship didn't literally build a city. I mean, God help us, this sounds like the kind of a guy who'd put out a homicide warrant on Johnny Cash when he heard this song on the radio.
But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
And why didn't the New South Wales Police shut down Nick Cave's concert at the Sydney Opera House last month? I mean, he's got a whole album of murder ballads. I mean, aren't New South Wales Police scared that Nick Cave's gruesome lyrics will incite people to violently murder their lovers down where the wild roses grow? So all this made me realise I think I have the solution for 1-4 if they want to perform their songs in concert again. Listen up, guys. It's time to white face up, grab some banjos, and pretend you're a bunch of country musicians. I mean, your lyrics won't even seem that out of place.
Retaliation is a must. Ain't no maybe, ifs, or buts. We invest in shanks and shivs, and if there's beef, we taking trips. Now get down when I grip that steel. Hands up when I bring that hammer. Hands up.
See, that just proves two things. One, violent hip-hop lyrics sound fine in a country song. And two, I can't sing. Okay, so the country music thing, that's clearly a joke. 1-4 shouldn't be forced to change their content by the New South Wales Police if they ever want to perform again. I mean, that would be completely ridiculous overreach by the police. Oh, no, wait, it's true.
The music changes its tune a bit. Mate, I've got no problem in saying you can now perform in New South Wales.
And if all this sounds familiar to you, it should, because in both China and Russia recently, they've been cracking down on hip-hop too.
China's rap revolution will not be televised. Censors have been cracking down on the country's fairly new but very popular rap scene.
Here in Russia, he had a couple of concerts that were cancelled, a couple of concerts that were stopped because obviously some of the local officials didn't like some of the lyrics.
Yes, China cracked down on hip-hop in 2018, but it returned in 2019... officially state-sanctioned and with a pro-government message. Because if there's one thing hip-hop is known for, it's being pro-establishment and pro-government awareness campaign.
The power of Chinese people in China are gradually proving that we can make a better world as we love peace and harmony. Through developing mobile payment, we can now use apps to pay in nearly all the situations, even to make an appointment with the doctors.
Yes, pro-China rap group CD Rev there with definitely the best hip-hop song about improved technological payment services at the doctor's office since the Beastie Boys hit You Gotta Fight For Your Right to Use Your Medicare Card. But the biggest musical crime CD Rev made was sampling Donald Trump in their anti-Hong Kong independence song.
Well, something's probably happening with Hong Kong.
Any advice, President?
Because Hong Kong is a part of China.
Yes, the ad wizards in China there, clearly influenced by the massive 80s cultural phenomenon that was rapping Ronnie Reagan.
Brother Ron Reagan has hit the ground. Gotta believe he's the dude of the hour. Got the glory, got the power. Ronnie can communicate, the cat can rap. I even let Nancy sit on Mr. T's lap.
Yes, that's an actual song from the 1980s. Ask your grandparents. Back to 1-4. Now, according to musical expert MC Dopey Top Cop Nate Dogg Tree Truman, he knows exactly what 1-4 should rap about.
I just don't see why it has to be around violence. Why can't they sing about something else? Changing your lyrics a little bit so that you're singing about, like we said, yeah, it's tough to live in Mount Druitt. Sing about that. Speak about how brilliantly beautiful your wife is. I don't know. I'm not a songwriter.
Oh, yes, hot tip. 1-4 should write a drill song about how beautiful their wives are. Yes, that'll work. If that sounds weird to you, that's because you don't know what drill music should be. Here, Sergeant Truman, spin your favourite drill song.
You're beautiful, it's true.
Yeah, dope. Okay, look, in summing up, we admit it's a complicated issue. Of course, convicted violent offenders have to serve their time. But last I checked, no one stopped in and told Mark Chopper Reed he couldn't write a series of best-selling novels. Look, in a democracy, as far as I'm concerned, it's a civil right, if not a human right, to be able to express yourself and make music and perform that music. And it shouldn't be the job of a sergeant from an anti-bikie gang task force to dictate who should and shouldn't be allowed to perform music and then try and dictate what the lyrics of the songs should be.
Speak about how brilliantly beautiful your wife is. I don't know. I'm not a songwriter.
Okay, I admit it. I don't really get 1-4's music. I'm not a fan. There's not enough raps about answering machines for my liking. But to paraphrase Voltaire, I may not approve of what you say, but I'll defend your right to the death to let Live Nation and Ticketmaster charge $61 a ticket and then take most of it in fees and charges. Authoritarian regimes like Russia and China love cracking down on hip-hop and youth culture. But Australia, we shouldn't follow that path, because otherwise, in 5 years, Aussie hip-hop's just going to sound like this.
How good is mine? How good is mine? The resources sector is one of Australia's great national assets. How good is mining? Strong and growing resources sector is an essential element of my economic plan. How good is mining?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Alrighty, everyone, that's the final episode in our summer replay series. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've had a great summer. And from now on, all the new original News Fighters episodes are going to be over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So jump on over to irrationalfear.com or subscribe to Irrational Fear in your podcasting app of choice. And I'll see you there in a couple of weeks with some brand new content. And don't forget, if you want to support the show, the best way to do it is at patreon.com/irrationalfear. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/newsfighters, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at newsfighterspod, or sign up for our free monthly newsletter at newsfighters.com. Newsfighters is written, produced, and edited by me, Dylan Bain. You can find me on Twitter at Dylabolical or email me at dylan@newsfighters.com. Hope you've had a great summer. I'll see you in a few weeks over on Irrational Fear's feed. Keep fighting, and bye for now.
This is News Fighters,
where we fight by news,
so you don't have to.
Hey, how good is mine?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.